today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, salamun alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. You're listening to us from Iran. We're going to speak about comparison of this life and hereafter.
I pray to God, my heart, soul and body, every single day of my life with every breath. I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please, you is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
But first, we look at the calendar. Today, Sunday, 10th of Safar, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Shahrivar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 27th of August, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Al-A'la, verses 14-19.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Qad aflaha man tazakka.
He has certainly succeeded who purifies himself.
Wa dhakara isma rabbihi fasalla.
And mentions the name of his Lord and prays.
بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا.
But you prefer the worldly life.
وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى.
While the hereafter is better and more enduring.
إِنَّ هَذَا لَفِي الصُّحُفِ الْأُولَى.
Indeed, this is in the former scriptures.
صُحُفِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَمُوسَى.
The scriptures of Abraham and Moses.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Pointing to the main cause of disobedience on the path of salvation, it says, "Nay, you prefer the life of this world, while the world to come is better and more lasting." And this is the very fact that is also stated in traditions. The love for this world is the prime origin of all vice. There is no sound reason that lets man change the everlasting next world for this fleeting world and prefer these short-lived desires, which are often mingled with different kinds of pains and sorrows, to those tremendous eternal blessings which are free from any unbecoming harmful vice.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light. You guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life, but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
You are with today's special and now comparison of this life and hereafter. If we know that what Allah has will remain and that the life to come is better and more lasting, then we realize that this world is really like a piece of ice left out in the sun. It soon melts and vanishes. The akhirah, that means afterlife, however, essentially never vanishes. The desire one has to exchange this life for the one to come is strengthened by the certainty that there is no comparison between this life and the next. It has been related that the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, said, "By Allah, this world, its pleasures and duration in comparison with the hereafter is similar to the amount of water one gets when it puts his finger in the sea. Let him then see what it returns with."
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, in this session we shall be talking about this world and the hereafter and how we can achieve the excess of both worlds, this world and the hereafter. Muslims have to maintain a balance between their outlook towards this world and the hereafter. They cannot exclusively bind themselves to one with the other. Neither is the world to be forsaken for the hereafter, nor the hereafter for this world. A Muslim uses this world for the hereafter, or to put it in a stronger form, one cannot prepare for the hereafter without this world. So this relationship between this world and the hereafter should be understood well. So the first matter that we need to focus and think about is the relationship between this world and the other world. So we need to have a balanced look at all the issues, and we have to, at the same time that we need to pay attention to this world, we need to be cautious about what is coming up, and we have to be cautious of our actions, because whatever we do here will be seen and collected in the next world, in the hereafter.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. Allah, yeah, Allah, guide me all the way to your
Jannah. Yeah, Allah, yeah, Allah. As the previous episode of today's special, come and get familiar with one tip on how to focus on the hereafter. Maintaining our salah. Yes, that is one tip. We know as Muslims that one of the main acts which distinguishes a Muslim from a non-Muslim is salah, prayer. The importance of prayer in Islam cannot be understated. Every Muslim is obliged by Allah to pray 5 times a day. However, there are many Muslims who forget the importance of this obligation. Prayer is one of the most essential elements of obtaining a place in paradise. Our Prophet has said what means. The first matter that the slave will be brought to account for on the Day of Judgment is the prayer. If it is sound, then the rest of his deeds will be sound. And if it is bad, then the rest of his deeds will be bad.
والإكرام يا إلهي فاعف
You are with today's special, and one question is here. What is the value that we tend to give to this life? Knowing the limited time that we have in this life, giving it anything more than its due proportion, therefore, won't be prudent. But we also know that Allah has made this life a test and adorned it with enough temptations and attractions to make the weak among us get diverted and deceived. To such people, Allah warns us in the Quran in the following words. Chapter Fatir, verse 7. Let not then this present life deceive you. But the reality is that the attractions of this life do blind us from seeing the big picture that includes our impending departure from this life and then resurrecting in the next eternal life, fearing that our means of sustenance in this life are indispensable. We make the mistake of turning means into goals. We run after wealth, believing it to buy and secure our present and the future, unfortunately.
ولا تشتروا بعهد الله ثمنا قليلا إنما عند الله هو خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون ما عندكم ينفد وما عند الله باق ولنجزين الذين صبروا أجرهم بأحسن ما كانوا يعملون صدق الله العلي العظيم. Two of the most eloquent verses in the Quran that speaks about the relationship with God, the covenant with God that we all have, and also the reality and the truth about this life. God says this life is a quick bursting bubble. A quick bursting bubble. When I fly from this airport or from LAX, as soon as the runway is over, you see the ocean. And what do you see in the ocean? Sometimes it looks like small boats, but when you carefully examine, you see this boat dissipates, disappears. So in reality, it's not a boat what you are seeing. It's a bubble. It's the foam, the scum over the ocean. And this scum, you know, after a few seconds, it bursts out, disappears. You think it's a boat, it's a yacht. Sometimes I really think these are, wow, look at how many yachts are here. But they are not yachts. They are not boats. They are scums and bubbles. We think they are. This is the reality of this life. This life is a bubble. And not just any bubble. It's a quick bursting bubble. A bubble that disappears very fast.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for listening to us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we meet you soon on the next episode of this program tomorrow. Same channel and same time. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I
I show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. 'Cause I'm a believer.